The great lords of darkness, pastors of the flocks of America.
You servants, you generation of vipers, how did you escape the damnation of hell?
A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand. You have become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore you shall not prosper, and all your flocks shall be scattered. Your flocks are scattered in 1,000 denominations, sects, and cults. Your flocks sit under the headship of serpents, and they slumber as you do. And you have become lords of darkness who rule in the name of Satan. You pastors of God's flocks serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but your own belly. And by good works and fair speeches and great shows of opulent pride with covetousness, deceive the hearts of the simple. You have become experts in marketing and demographics. You hold up a Bible and say, "This is the inerrant word of God," and then you put it down and vomit your lies across generations, generations of souls, stored up for the fire. You hearken not unto God, nor incline your ears to hear, but harden your necks. And you do worse than your fathers. You've already become twice the sons of hell that they were, and all in the guise of angels of light. You have sown for gain and reap esteem and profit and fat earthly rewards, and your father, the devil, reaps multitudes of damned souls, lulled into a sleepwalk of death by virtue of your skillful, blood-soaked, deceiving tongues. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. That you have done. The Lord God says, many pastors have destroyed my vineyard and have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. Your grand facades, your cheap gospels, your business ventures, your holdings are your God. And you teach the love of mammon and self over the love of truth and humility and obedience to the God of Israel. Your mesmerized cash cow congregations feed your lusts and condemn themselves to rebuke and spiritual death. What goes around comes around, pastors of America. Your churches are filled with wood and hay and stubble, false gospels and true lies, ready now to burn. Your mega barns are stored up with famine. The elect of God have come out of your whorehouses and been scattered into the wilderness where they belong. What testimony is this upon your heads, lords of darkness? What have you taught the people, lords of darkness? You have taught them blasphemies. Now, therefore, what have I here? Saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for nothing. They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. For the Lord has heard your howlings and barkings and cacklings and has witnessed your witchcraft. The Lord says, I have heard all thy blasphemies. Dear lords of darkness, the show of your countenance does witness against you, and you declare your sin is Sodom, and you hide it not. woe unto your souls, for you have rewarded evil unto yourselves. In the very chains with which you have bound so many, with your false lies and gospels, are bound around your souls, and will be your sore comforter in blackest darkness, forever separated from the God you sold out because of your weakness and compromise. Pastors of America are greedy dogs which can never have enough. You are shepherds that cannot understand. You all look to your own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. You lords of darkness sow and breed iniquity. And I warn you, there is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. And you shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. For what is coming upon you for your rebellion and idolatry? The Lord God has found you out. He has known of you. You send your missionaries out into the world to make your deceived proselytes twice the sons of hell that you are. You are polluting continents. You spread plague. Plagues of untruths. Woe be unto you, pastors, that destroy and scatter the sheep of God's pasture, saith the Lord. And woe unto you who profane the name of a righteous God. Jesus Christ has spoken to you, but in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. You don't preach repentance. You don't preach humility. You don't preach holiness before God. You preach obedience to vanity and lust, obedience to self. You preach a strange gospel. You preach prosperity for the body and leave the souls to starve. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire, and no man shall spare his brother. To you, simple sheep of the brothels of darkness, the Lord God of Israel has spoken unto you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. Speak unto us smooth things. And this has been your manner from your youth, that you obeyed not God's voice. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Trouble has already surrounded the gilded cages that these call churches, and it awaits the destroyer. You are surrounded, for you have sinned against the Lord. You shall not prevail. Therefore, says the Lord, the wind shall eat up all your pastors, and your lovers shall go into captivity. Your idols shall be destroyed. Surely then shall you be ashamed and confounded for all your wickedness. Who will heed this warning? Who will consider what has truly befallen the church? The apostate, fallen away church. The Lord God will first recompense your iniquity and your sin double, because you have defiled God's church. You have defiled God's inheritance with the carcasses of your detestable and abominable things, and your worship is an abomination in the sight of this holy God. And God will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. And God's soul shall abhor you. God's soul shall abhor you. For man also knoweth not his time. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. America, in all your dwelling places, the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. You have allowed lords of darkness to sit in authority over you, over your souls. Your delusion is complete and utterly immutable. And the Lord God has now said, as for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go you, serve you every one his idols. And hereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but pollute you my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. How therefore can revival come to this forsaken land, America? It is nowhere to be found. Only war in your hearts, famine of God's word, the pestilence eating away at your seared consciences, and the death of multitudes of souls. I have spread out my hands all day unto a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Wisdom cries out. She utters her voice in the streets. In your defiled sanctuaries and temples of your hearts. In the city she utters her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused to listen. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have regarded all my counsel as nothing, and would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you, then shall you call upon me, but I will not answer. You shall seek me early, but you shall not find me. For you that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, you would have none of his counsel. You despised his reproof. Therefore shall you eat of the fruit of your own way and be filled with your own devices. Continue, lords of darkness. Your end is near. Woe unto you, the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. But whoso hearkeneth unto the Lord God shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. To the saints of light, the saints of the living God, arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you even with a sore destruction. Come out of her. The lords of darkness no longer hold sway over you. Their spells have no power anymore. You have been called out of the harlot, and you are free in and by the blood of Jesus Christ. For it is only in blood and this Jesus that you will be saved in the end. It is only in this blood which covers you that your ears will be closed up to the sounds of the pitchmen of Satan and the eventual screams of terror which comes from the wicked. Seek always the truth, love it, and it shall be well with you. None shall escape the judgment that comes. None. Do not look back upon what you have left behind, lest you be turned into a pillar of salt by a God who requires his priesthood to look forward unto him at all times. Without fear, you must continue in the way. The stone the builders of today's churches have rejected. Rejoice in the sufferings that come upon you in the manner of Jesus our Lord. Leave behind the darkness forever, and in the quiet solitude of your refuge, your God, wait, watch, and pray. Remember that your righteousness is in and of Jesus Christ. Nothing you could have done could earn you even a glimpse of the glory of God, even a thought. Be thankful always to our God for his mercy and the unfathomable depths of his love. He's extended it to you. You that are clay and water, dust in the wind, yet you are remembered by God. Hearken not to the lords of darkness. Now more than ever, remain steadfast, vigilant, and in complete humility before our God. He has made us righteous by his own blood, not ours. For it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. God sees us as he sees his Son, through whom we come to God. Our righteousness is in and of Christ. We are told to go and sin no more. The true elect of God rejoice that the way back over their shoulders to the Sodom that they have fled is forever blocked, and the bridges are burning and in smoldering ruin, and there is no return. Praise be to God. We move forward in Christ, and we shall soon behold the very hand of the living God in full upon our wicked land and upon our cankered fields of souls. Our land faces sore judgment and no conveniences in its aftermath. Keep your eyes upon the Good Shepherd who walks before you. By answering the call to follow the real Jesus Christ, counting that cost, you have entered in at the straight gate, and you are now walking a narrow way with Jesus. Much has begun that cannot be turned back. The time is at hand. Look up, but don't look back. Praise and glory be to the Almighty, Sovereign Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, forever and forever. May his grace, his mercy, his knowledge, his wisdom, his peace abound in you, saints. May you, saints, be fortified in the knowledge of Jesus Christ by the indwelling of his Holy Spirit.
Woe unto you, the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
And with this, I close.